Where can I find a good leadership training course? You may be asking yourself, where can I find a good leadership training course? It is important that you do find a good leadership training course, because you are a team leader in charge of a group of people consisting of various personalities, some of which you find difficult to manage. In addition, you may have problems organizing and delegating tasks, and in addition, you may feel that you lack a certain sense of leadership authority, i.e. some of the others in the team don't really see you as the leader. In response to all these issues, you are online looking to find a good leadership course which will give you the necessary tools to do the job more effectively and with a greater sense of confidence. The good news is that you have found the correct website, because here you will find the 2-day Effective Leader Manager course. The Effective Leader Manager course starts by asking the question, how can I get the best from myself and others? As a leader, your task is to get the best from other people. You need to get the best from other people, your customers, your colleagues. You need to get the best from your boss, you need to get the best from your suppliers, etc. If you can get the best from everyone around you, then your life is better. But you recognize that you cannot get the best from other people unless you are able to get the best from yourself. If you are confused, depressed, and disorganized, then you are in no fit state to get the best from other people. You must first get the best from yourself in order that you may then get the best from others. Our Effective Leader Manager program is therefore primarily a personal development program. It is intended to help you develop yourself first, so that then you can use your enhanced skills to develop the performance of others in the team. How can the Effective Leader Manager course help you to develop your leadership skills? The Effective Leader Manager course can help you by making you fully aware that you must develop your skills in 6 specific categories of leadership. These leadership skills combine and reinforce each other to allow you to operate at a higher level of performance as a leader. The 6 primary leadership skill sets that you will learn are as follows. The first element is the ability to set clear goals for every member of the team and for the team as a whole. The second element is the ability to use language with greater accuracy and clarity in order that your communications are always fully understood. The third element of the course is the ability to manage your time and tasks according to the principles of the PLIST. The PLIST is planning, prevention, preparation, prioritization, productivity, protocols, and personal initiative. You need the PLIST in order to systematize the tasks and make your team an efficient coordinated union. Too many teams are not coordinated unions, they are not operating as a functional system. Which leads us to the next element of the course. The ability to resolve conflict and handle the difficult personalities that may be present in the team. Conflict is inevitable, and it is the role of the leader to quickly resolve such conflict according to the principles of reason. The conflict should be resolved according to reason, i.e. logically, not emotionally. You do not want conflicts in the team to degenerate into emotional conflicts. All too frequently, some teams divide themselves into subsets, along fault lines that are created by unresolved conflicts. As a result, the team becomes 2 teams that are no longer functioning properly as a coordinated union. Your task as the leader is to resolve the situation as soon as you can, and to re-establish a harmonious working atmosphere. Which leads us to the 5th element of the course. The ability to manage your own emotions. You are the source of direction, emotional energy, and confidence. You need to be perceived as the motivator. But who motivates the motivator? Answer: nobody. The leaders must learn to motivate and inspire themselves. If the leaders cannot manage their own emotions, then what chance do they have of maintaining the emotions of others? Answer: no chance. By what means can you manage your own emotions? That question is the 5th element of the course. How can you create and sustain a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times? You can do that by taking control of your mind and your conversation and direct it away from excessive dwelling on 1. All the possible disasters that may befall you in the future. Such thinking inspires fear. 2. All the past catastrophes and disappointments that have already happened. Such thinking inspires anger and resentment. 3. All the ways that the present does not measure up to a mystical golden age that used to be. Such thinking inspires a sense of nostalgia and a longing for a return of the good old days. Instead, your mind and conversation should be dominated by thoughts of the present day and the good days ahead. Your mind and conversation should be concerned mostly, 70%, with goals, plans, and actions, all located in the present and the future, all that will lead to an improved situation. You will learn that the mind of a leader is fixed on today and a better future. It is not fixed on the past or on a bad future. Thinking and talking about today and a better future will inspire all the positive emotions. Thinking and talking about the past and or a bad future will inspire all the negative emotions. Take control of your mind and your conversation and direct it towards the better future. Which takes us to the sixth element of the course. The ability to inspire positive emotions in others. In order to inspire positive emotions in others, you should help others to direct their minds towards a brighter future and away from the past or dismal future. And in addition to that, you do all you can to direct the others onto what we call the success formula. The success formula is a five-part formula that describes successful action. All success is based on taking the following five steps. 1. Decide a long-range, worthwhile goal. 2. Formulate a detailed written plan of action. 3. Take immediate action on the plan. 4. Notice the feedback results your current actions are creating with particular attention to the negative feedback, i.e., where the plan is failing. 5. Ponder the meaning of the negative feedback and reformulate the plan and implement the revised plan. Repeat the process, progressing by continuously writing, implementing, and evolving better plans of action, each one a refinement on the previous one, each one based on the feedback of the previous actions. Continuing this fashion until the goal is attained. The success formula is reducible to a five-word formula: 1. Purpose. 2. Plan. 3. Action. 4. Feedback. 5. Change. So, each day you ask the team five questions. 1. What is your goal for the week? 2. Where is your detailed, written plan of action? 3. What have you been doing about it? 4. What are the feedback results you have been getting from your recent actions? I.e., what elements of your current plan are not working? 5. In order to progress, what changes do you need to make in your current plan? These five questions drive others onto the success formula and will inspire a better, more productive personality. This is true for everyone. Such is the nature of universal principles. If you are to attend a leadership course, then you want to leave the course with a set of principles that describe successful action. If you come on our Effective Leader Manager course, then you will leave with a complete set of specific instructions and guidance that will make you more successful as a leader. The implementation of these principles will give you all the help you need to achieve your goals. Thank you.